This is Ozarks at Large. As we close out the year, John Brumman, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, is giving another round of up arrows and down arrows to indicate how he thinks the fortunes of people and policies are trending. He sat down with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, to discuss his most recent arrows, including positive grades for new University of Arkansas Razorback coaches.
As I say in the piece, in the words, there's nothing so popular in Arkansas as a football coach who has never lost. We discussed this a few weeks ago, same point. Pittman hasn't lost yet, so it's all excitement. Musselman hasn't lost a conference game. He's undefeated in the SEC play, and he's only lost one game at all. So the excitement, it's excitement plus, because there's actually a little bit of mild basis for the excitement. So, you know, as I say in the one in the arrow up for Musselman, quick, let's get this fired before the conference season begins. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but that's the way. I will say that I'm beginning to hear a little bit of criticism, or not criticism, just a little bit of pushback on some of Pittman's country style. You know, he goes on Twitter and has this thing with Go Hogs and says, yes, sir. Have you seen him do that? Yeah. And some people are saying, stop that. But generally, you know, we love new coaches in Arkansas because they haven't lost yet.
But we get them pretty regularly.
We do. That's the thing. It's expensive, but we get our optimism.
You give Governor Asa Hutchinson an arrow up at this juncture. Why does he deserve an arrow up today?
Well, the state's in pretty good shape. Economically, and that benefits him, whether he deserves much or not. He has governed effectively. He has continued to be basically pragmatic. And I do say, I give him that, even though he's done a couple of things which I think are just right-wing ideology that I recoil from, such as the Medicaid work requirement. But the federal courts have done him the favor of not allowing that. And then I think his whole education initiative in Little Rock, I think 5 years is long enough to lord it over, and it's time to quit lording it over Little Rock and let Little Rock try again. But other than that, generally speaking, in the macro sense, we could do worse than Asa Hutchinson for a governor, and perhaps will.
2022 around the corner.
Yeah.
You give a down arrow to the impeachment.
Yes.
Inquiry, vote, probe, whatever you want to call it.
The impeachment thing.
Yes. Why does it get a down arrow?
I don't think many people are paying attention. I think many people are fatigued by it. I think even Democrats who are in the Trump resistance, I think even I are tired of it. It just, you remember, you don't remember, because you're younger than I am, and I was very young, but the House Judiciary Committee vote on articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon was a major somber moment in this nation's history. We just had an impeachment vote that seemed almost incidental. It's just not, our politics is so polarized, we've so demonized each other, and Trump is so Trumpian, and our culture is influenced by it, that impeachment is now not that big a deal, particularly since we know the outcome. It's not going to amount to actual removal. That's not even a prospect, apparently. So it's just, yesterday I had a column, I really wish the Democrats just wouldn't do it, even though I think they're entitled to, and I think what Trump did is egregious. But it's also a political consideration, and I just think it's fraught with peril for the Democrats.
John Brumman is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, also talked with Doyle Webb, the chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party, recently, and Roby brought up the topic of impeachment during their conversation.
The president has been accused of abusing his power of office to influence, ask for foreign influence in an election. Is that an impeachable offense?
I do not think it's impeachable. I think it's similar to running a stop sign and your driver's license should not be taken away. I think, once again, the Democrats have set about inquiring, trying to find a crime to reverse the elections of 2016. Mm-hmm. And so let's get this behind us. There's going to be a trial in the Senate. It will not reach the two-thirds number. Matter of fact, it'll probably be a partisan vote,
right,
by party line. Let's get behind us and let's get on with what government does.
Of course, the argument is that the president was trying to influence the 2020 election, so
sure,
you really can't let the election solve this problem.
Well, I would argue that the Democrats are trying to influence the election by what they're doing.
By saying that you think this is the equivalent of running a stop sign, I mean, would you be okay if, say, Joe Biden were to ask a foreign entity, a foreign country for some dirt on
President
Trump?
I would want to make sure that that occurred. I'm not sure that the proof has been there.
It was in the call transcript.
Well,
there was plenty of eyewitness testimony on this.
You know, I don't think it rises to the level of impeachment. Okay? Clearly, that's removal from office. We're within a year of the election. The people will judge that. Matter of fact, polling now shows that independents are going strongly for Trump because they're tired of the do-nothing Congress, do-nothing Democrats.
Well, there was something done this week, but I got one more question on impeachment before we move on to that. What about the obstruction of Congress charge that is in the articles of impeachment there? This is in reference to the fact that the president basically ordered his administration officials to not cooperate with this investigation. Is that a dangerous precedent to set? Because the tables will be turned someday, and will Democrats, a Democratic president, have the right to say, hey, this is the new precedent?
Well, we have three branches of government. Just because one branch wants to do something doesn't mean the other branch agrees with that. You go to the courts to try and settle those issues. This has been a different kind of impeachment. When we look back at Nixon and Clinton, the rules have been different. Nancy Pelosi said it will be a bipartisan move, and it's clearly not going to be bipartisan.
She was counting on some of your Republicans coming over, I think.
Well,
so.
We'll see. But I hear what you're saying, but that's our system, three branches of government, respecting the three branches. If the two branches disagree, the executive and the congressional, you go to the judiciary.
Yeah. Well, the argument being is that there wouldn't be enough time for it to process its way through the courts before the 2020 election, which is what the Democrats contend is at issue here.
And they want to get it done before the 2020 election.
All right. Trump and the Democrats actually did compromise on something this week, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the new NAFTA. This may be an example of where we see some winners across the board there. We need more of that.
I agree. And let me say this. It wouldn't be on the table had Trump not pushed to look back at NAFTA, mm-hmm, but I want to applaud even the congressional Democrats that we look to see AFL-CIO, the Chambers of Commerce, everyone has applauded this new agreement. I think we can look maybe at China and free trade there, or a change in free trade and security. I think America is moving forward.
Doyle Webb is the chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party, and he talked recently with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. More from their conversation, as well as more from the conversation with John Brummett, can be found at talkbusiness.net.